Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting 5th. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hughes applying the tag. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hughes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is called out on strikes. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Pitlock goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Vosmick moves to third. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to home to get Vosmick. Knickerbocker moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Vosmick. McNair moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick is walked intentionally. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a pop-up for a single. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Berg to Cronin covering second. The throw back to home, and Hale is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Weatherly steals second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Vosmick moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 2 in the game. Blea Holder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo pinch hits for Fritz Ostermüller. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Berg and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker is walked intentionally. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-3 in the game. Blaeholder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. Knickerbocker moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Blaeholder moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blaeholder scores. Hughes moves to third. Hale moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Johnny Markham now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hughes scores. Hale scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Almada, who is chasing the ball. Pitlock reaches third base with a triple. Averill scores. Trosky goes all the way around to score. It's 11-1, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Indians. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-3 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair Holder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair Holder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Indians. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.